Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once more. Anyway, in this video I'm talking about the erstwhile Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his highly contentious resignation honours, because it's customary in the United Kingdom that when a Prime Minister stands down, he or she is allowed to nominate various people for honours to be made a peer of the realm with an automatic right to sit in the House of Lords for life, or to be given various other gongs like OBE, Order of the British Empire, MBE, Member of the British Empire, knighthoods, dameships, and so forth. So Boris Johnson, in time-honoured fashion, gave this to the new Prime Minister. Obviously, Boris left some time ago. It's not the day that he or she resigns. It's some months afterwards. Asking the current Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, would he send these names to the King? And if the king, if the Prime Minister advises the King to grant the honours, the King always does so. So monarchs always follow a Prime Ministerial advice. So it's come to light that roughly 10 days ago, Rishi Sunak had a meeting with his predecessor but one, Boris Johnson. And Boris Johnson said, you know, here's my list of nominations. Would you be so good as to advise the monarch in your official capacity as PM to grant these gongs? Now, what the upshot of the meeting was is disputed. According to the Boris Johnson camp, Rishi Sunak okayed the list in its entirety. According to the Sunak camp, no, he had some reservations about this and he wasn't willing to do so. He sent the names for the peerages to the House of Lords Appointment Commission. So the House of Lords Appointment Commission was established in 1999 when Tony Blair was Prime Minister. And it sees nominations and it recommends, yes, that the King or Queen should give this person a peerage, or no, the monarch should not grant a peerage. So up until the Prime Minister's powers of patronage are almost unlimited. There's a gentleman's agreement that the Prime Minister will allow the leader of the opposition and maybe even minor parties to have a few peerages. But anyway, it came to light late last week that Sunak had not forwarded the entire list. I think the knighthoods had gone ahead, except for Stanley Johnson, Boris's father. There's a dispute if he's even on the list. Some of the OBEs have already been announced. For example, Ben Mallett, a young Conservative activist in Richmond and Kingston North Conservative Association, and people like Boris Johnson's hairdresser, something that's quite contentious. Even one of Boris Johnson's aides, she's only about 30. People think, come on, that's ridiculous. You're not that important. But then again, we don't have enough young people in the House of Lords. People say we don't have enough females, so maybe it's a good thing. Sunak said that he forwarded the names of the peerages to the House of Lords Appointment Commission, and they recommend that some of these peerages not be awarded. So Sunak said he would go with that. He wouldn't put forward certain names when the House of Lords Appointment Commission said no to them. Note, the House of Lords Appointment Commission's role is solely advisory. The Prime Minister has the legal power to override it. And that's what Boris Johnson did. The only time the Prime Minister went against the recommendation of the House of Lords Appointment Commission, appointing Lord Lebedev, the proprietor of the Evening Standard. His father had been an officer of the Komitet Gosodarstvennoy Bezopasnosti. It was the Committee on State Security, which was Soviet intelligence. So nevertheless, Boris Johnson put forward the name to the Queen, as she was then, the monarch, and Lord Lebedev of Siberia, and you're out of an of, a place if you want, rarely of somewhere outside the United Kingdom, he was duly ennobled. And you had to wait a few months until you actually go to the House of Lords in your ceremonial scarlet and ermine robe, and you are sworn in, and that's it. You're a peer for life. It's very, very rare to resign or actually be kicked out of it. You can stay to the day you die. Turn up, get paid £300 a day. There is no salary. It's only for attendance. You go for 1 minute, it's £300. You stay all day, it's £300. Anyway, so this is very contentious. And Rishi Sunak said Boris Johnson wanted him to advise the King to appoint these people peers, even if the House of Lords Appointment Commission did not approve. And Rishi Sunak said he was unwilling to do that. He said this in a public speech. He thinks that smacks of unethical behaviour, just the sort of impropriety that marred the Johnson administration. So now there's this Conservative civil war, and Johnson was hoping that some of his allies, like Nadine Dorries, would be in the House of Lords. Now it's rare, perhaps unprecedented, for a sitting Member of Parliament to then be nominated. Obviously, you can't be members of the House at both times. for the person to know, yep, you're definitely getting it. So you can resign now and go straight to the House of Lords. Normally you stand down from Parliament, you might lose your seat or announce, I will not be seeking election at the forthcoming election. So you leave the House of Commons, and then sometime later, or some months later, you're put into the House of Lords. But Johnson wanted them translated to the upper house more or less instantaneously, but that's a bit of a no-no. And prime ministers themselves would offer peerages. Baroness Thatcher of Kesteven is the last one to take one. Sir John Major, he chose to have a knighthood. He didn't want to go into the House of Lords. And all the prime ministers subsequently followed suit, which is not guaranteed it's going to be like that. So it's always a very long list. And people say that Boris Johnson, he was abusing his powers of patronage. Liz Truss, with her ill-starred 9 and 40 days at the helm, will she have a resignation honours list? I don't think it would seem to be unseemly if she were to do so. So that's why it's such a kerfuffle in the Conservative Party. The biggest way they can cause problems with the Conservative Party is to stand down from Parliament, and Boris Johnson and some of his acolytes are doing so. So entering the Chiltern Hundreds. So remember, since the early 17th century, strictly speaking, one couldn't resign from Parliament, but being the House of Commons is incompatible with holding an office of profit under the Crown. Therefore, you apply to be, bailiff and great steward of the Chiltern Hundreds. The Chiltern Hundreds is a place in these hills in Buckinghamshire, just northwest of London. Remember, 100 is an area of land. It's the smallest political unit, as in roughly 100 families were meant to meet there. In Anglo-Saxon times, there'd be an area of land called 100, where 100 families would live there. There'd be 100 men who must be able to both read and write, and they would have a monthly 100 moot, as a meeting of the heads of 100 families to discuss local matters, act as a petty sessions of the court and so forth. So some sort of royal estate. I don't know what the salary of it is to make it an office of profit under the Crown. So you go through this, and then you're automatically out of the House of Commons. I don't know why they don't say, this is streamlined, and say, we are not going to bother with this rigmarole, with this absurd medieval farce, this legal fiction of doing this non-job. Will just allow you to actually resign. But anyway, is Nadine Dorries going to stand down? Her mid-Bedfordshire constituency is a very safe Conservative one, but the Conservatives are in the doldrums. Would she lose? So they want to create a headache for Rishi Sunak. They regard him as a traitor. They say he backstabbed Johnson last July. So 11 months on, Johnson wants revenge to be sweet. Johnson's already out of the House of Commons now. He served 21 years there on and off. Obviously, there was an 8-year hiatus when he was mayor of London. He briefly overlapped as both mayor of London and an MP. You can do both jobs. He'd go off and do something else. He never held the high office in politics again. His hopes of coming back, well, that failed. He suggested he'll be hasta la vista, baby, when he stood as prime minister. Well, I'll be back. The words he didn't add from Terminator, that 1980s film starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, sometime governor of California, or what else are you wanting to say? This time, he's going to be back in front of politics again in some way, shape, or form. I don't think so. Presenting on GB News, a role in Fox News, something like that is more likely. I think not in politics. Plus, the Labour Party probably be in office for a generation now. Well, thank you so much for watching my channel. Please donate on Patreon, donate on PayPal, subscribe on Patreon. So PayPal is georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye.